This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, this is the first Christmas I've ever spent in Los Angeles, and I have to admit, palm trees and hummingbirds aren't exactly what I'm used to at this time of year. But the spirit is still the same, because the holiday season in America is pretty standard no matter where you are. Go outside the country, though, and things are a little different, which brings us to the latest installment of our ongoing series, What's Up Europe?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Today, we welcome back a What's Up Europe regular, Matt Smith, an American who is living in Edinburgh, Scotland. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Good. Well, it's nice to have you back, and we haven't had you on in a while. So first of all, just remind us how long you have been living in Scotland.
I actually just passed my first year mark. So this December 1st was my year here. So I've been gone from the United States about a year now.
Well, as we get to Christmas this year, how are things different? I mean, do people shop the same way there that they do here as we head into the holidays?
It's a little different, I think. I mean, a lot of folk here kind of hold off for bargains. I mean, I think people here aren't as consumer-oriented as in the States. I mean, we don't have the Black Friday. After Black Friday, when I was in the office, people were laughing. They're like, what is this? These people are in line for what? Hmm. And I had to explain to them because I worked retail when I was in school, and I was explaining to them what people were doing, and they were just absolutely mortified by the fact that somebody would stand in line and try to do something and to try to buy a television for really cheap. They don't get that here.
Do you miss any of that stuff?
I have to say, at first I missed it. I missed the deals, I missed the offers, I missed all the cool stuff, but I find myself wanting a lot less things. We moved last year and I thought, well, we'd buy a whole bunch of new Christmas stuff and put up all kinds of stuff in the house. And we just decided, screw that. We're just going to go buy a puppy. So we bought a puppy instead. And you just kind of change. It's just a different vibe, I think.
And instead of a ham, of course, you have to have a haggis, right?
You know, in a lot of traditional homes, yes, that happens. But my in-laws, no way. They don't bother.
What are people talking about, or what will they be talking about over Christmas dinner?
It's kind of funny. I mean, here people are always whinging about the weather. They're always complaining about the weather here. But the floods have been really awful this year. It's been really tough. My wife and I were actually down south getting the dog, and on the way back, you're noticing a lot of flooding, a lot of areas, a lot of the roads have been closed off. So it's been kind of tough. So there may be some people in Wales and England that may not have family being able to get to them because of roads being closed down. So it's a little bit of a nightmare.
Now, you know, you're not in a country that is really at the center of the debt crisis, but you're nearby a lot of them. So is that coming up in conversation? Are people talking about all of the economic troubles in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, people talk about it. I mean, there's always a discussion. People here like to think things out. They like to talk about it openly. It's not like in America where we're getting almost in fights and fist fights over politics. Here, it's, you know, people talk about things and dinner, and it's you have completely different viewpoints, and people will discuss it. Of course, there's always the independence thing here, but we've also got, you know, there's now talks of the UK leaving the EU.
Right.
So those things, you know, people talk about and it's on in the back of their head. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, keep calm and carry on. And people just continue to move on. And you know, most people realize here it's kind of out of their control.
So anything you miss about being in the U.S. for Christmas?
I do. I actually miss, because I'm originally from Ohio, and I really miss a real proper snow. Here, when it snows, it's really dusty and it doesn't really stick. So when you get it, it's great. But I miss the sun too. So needless to say, when you have the forecasts of rain and the long hours of darkness, it kind of feels like, you know, I'm Bill Murray waking up in the hotel on Groundhog Day and all I need is, you know, Sonny and Cher singing I Got You, Babe. So,
and you managed to bring the conversation back to the weather.
Yeah, exactly. I'm now fitting in. I'm
you're a
I'm
true Scot. Matt Smith in Edinburgh, Scotland. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks. Merry Christmas, Jeremy.